I looked you up on it. I saw you on the internet last night.
So, all I was saying is, I actually don't agree with the Big Apples. I don't agree with them. I think...
I don't mean to laugh, but it's so disingenuous to me. It's like the guys I meet coming out of the bar.
We just hit my heart for a minute?
I just want to share with you. Okay. I just laughed, and I want to explain why. Okay. It's a sarcastic laugh. Because I meet guys coming out of the bar that are drinking, smoking, and they go, "Now I'm not with those drunks in there. I'm not associated."
Yeah, I was.
That's you.
10-year alcoholic.
No, but that's you. You're associated.
But what I'm saying is I believe that God is doing away with the celebrity Christian culture, and I think He needs to.
He's doing away with it?
Like the celebrity Christian culture?
It's growing.
It's growing.
This isn't helping.
But here's the deal: you can grow anything if you don't put a demand on it.
This isn't helping.
No, but listen to me. You can grow anything if you don't put a demand on it. Think about that. You can grow anything if you don't put a demand on it.
You mean it's free?
Yeah. Like, there's no demand. What's the call to action? Let's be honest. What's the call to action?
Their sales concert sells out, too.
There isn't a call to action.
You're using a lot of words. You can't promote this in God's word. You can't defend it.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I agree with... God shifted my heart a couple years ago with this whole...
You got to keep shifting.
Because I came up with performing and all that, and now my relationship with Him has become way more important. The only reason why I accepted to do this... I'm not getting paid for it, none of that. I accept it because I know what I carry. And as a son...
The Bible says don't associate with false teachers.
As a sonship. And so I was like, okay, I can carry something.
The Bible says don't associate with false teachers.
Here's the deal, bro. You're not interested in having a conversation with me. So clearly...
You want to give me a bunch of man's words. I want to go to God's word.
But I just want to tell you.
I want to go to God's word.
You don't know my heart. You're pointing me out.
Your heart is shown by your outsides.
Well, I'm a big guy.
No, how you dress, how you talk, who you associate with.
I mean, I'm dressed.
How you dress.
Right.
You're not dressed biblical. You just heard me. God put us in tunics. That's biblical.
You got a tunic for me?
Okay. You're a big guy. I mean, I could make you one if you really were my brother, but seriously, God's word says, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, and your life. You're associated to this. You dress worldly. You act worldly because you're associated to it. So if God's doing, I'm not saying God's not doing something in your heart. I pray that He is, but you must go deep, Bobby. You must go deeper. And if you die today, you're in sin that you are not going to, your blood does not cover you.
Do you know what I do outside of here?
What difference does it make?
Do you know what I do though?
No. What difference does it make?
I help the youth.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
That's not going to get you to heaven.
I'm trying to change education. No, I'm not worried about works. Works.
Why would you ask that?
Workspace don't get you in there.
Workspace proves that you even know God.
But my point is, we're not saved by works, right?
Faith and works go together.
Faith and Christ Jesus.
Faith and works go together.
And I agree with you.
If you live in sin, your sin's not covered.
And I agree with you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in sin. It's not covered.
So, but when I'm sin,
you're in compromise.
You're not interested in hearing me,
because you're giving me a bunch of man-made words. I can tell what you are. You're like a motivational speaker. Is that what you do?
I do that, but that's not what I'm doing now.
You're a motivational
speaker. I'm trying
to
have a conversation.
You don't give God's word, sir.
Because I'm a human. I'm a human being.
You don't give God's word. The humans in the Bible spoke God's word. You need to repent. I love you. You need to repent.
That's fine.
You need to come out of this. You need to repent of man-made religion. You need to come out of the culture.
I'm prideful enough to say that if I'm missing something, I'm missing it.
Well, my website will show you all you're missing. I have a testing of this.
I'm not prideful enough to say.
I'm telling you what you're missing. You're missing false associations. You're missing how to carry your temple. Probably you're with what's the name of your church body that you gather with?
I go to Hope and Hope Church in Casper, Wyoming.
Okay, Casper, Wyoming. We know Casper well. We travel there all the time. Don't know anything about it, but if they practice Christmas, Easter, the traditional Sunday building system, pastor in a box, tithing, the people are worldly, the pastors aren't teaching the fullness of God's word, you're in a compromised body as well. You must repent of that. None of your motivational speech, none of your work with youth, none of your good things you do here are going to matter if you're not obeying God.
I agree with that.
And go obey God. Let me know how I can help you in that.
At the end of the day, I know a lot of people don't have desire for obedience.
You don't. But if you get it, why don't you repent of it? Don't go in there today. Repent of it.
But I'm going to carry something, dude. I'm a son of God. I'm a
sons of God don't unite to sin.
I'm a son of God.
Sons of God don't unite to sin.
At the end of the day, and I'm here to do it.
You're compromised and tainted by man
and religion. And I'm a man of my commitment.
Yeah.
You know? And here's the thing.
Who are you committed to, God or man?
Here's the thing.
Who are you committed to, God or
man? I haven't known Jesus my whole life. I met Him 10 years ago.
We met Him 15 years ago. We were worldly drunks.
What's that?
We were worldly drunks.
Yeah, I was a drunk too. 10 years?
But where's your commitment to God or man? You're going to go honor...
Oh, of course my commitment's to God.
Then don't go in there. Repent of that. Prove to me you're a man of God. Repent of this activity right now, and you and I sit down and do Bible study together today.
No, dude, I have to go in. I have to go in. But my website. Sam, I would like to give you a call.
My website.
And I would like to have a conversation.
I'll give you another gaffer card.
Dude, because I used to be into all this. I used to like reform, study all that, apologetics, all this. So I love having this conversation. I'm not going to put my hands
on you. I hear the word of God from you.
I don't think you should have to leave.
I don't hear the word of God from you.
You don't hear me talking now because I'm relational, so I'm having a conversation.
See, that's the problem.
But how did you know where to find me?
You're relational.
On the internet. That's actually interesting.
God guides me. God guides me. Listen, I love you, man. I know we're this is confrontational. I love you, man. I do.
Confrontation doesn't scare me.
No, but we need to be confrontational. But, Jude says contend for the faith. This is why this is going on, because no one contends for the biblical faith.
I am going to tell you, I don't like the big gatherings like that. I think festivals are ridiculous.
Then don't be part of
that. I do. I came up through this circuit.
Don't be part of that.
And God shifted
You're
my
feeding
heart.
It.
I'm
You're
only
feeding
doing
it
because of what I carry, bro.
You're the guy telling me porn is bad as you watch porn.
No. That's not you. That's not what I do.
That's you. That's this is bad
I,
while I partake in it.
That's not what I
God's
do.
God's giving me my voice back.
But here's what I'm, I love that. But here's what I'm saying. But I have no qualms with what you're doing. But I would
How could
ask
you?
That
I'm
you
preaching
an,
the word of
you
God.
You have an open, be open, have a conversation with people. Don't just
about the word of God.
Like yesterday, you were super, dude, like unapproachable. Dude. And I tried to come and talk to you.
Yeah, because you got this T-shirt.
I'm
on.
I'm not security. Like
it
I'm not.
Matter.
I'm not
Listen
here to.
Listen to me. You got this T-shirt on, and I said you call me and we'll talk. I was here to preach. I don't come and interrupt your pastor when he's preaching.
You're right.
So I was here to preach.
So let me apologize for that.
Take back that I'm unapproachable because you got my phone number, you got my text, you got my email, and I'm talking to you now.
Let me apologize for that, for interrupting you.
No. I have no problem with somebody says, hey, listen, I talked to 15, 20 people there that were not well meaning. I've been doing this long enough. God's given me a little bit of discernment to go, this guy's a mocker, send him on his way.
Right.
This guy may be a seeker. I'll stop, I'll talk to him, I'll say, you know what, I got to preach. Call me, email me, go to my website. I'm approachable, testable, teachable.
Yeah.
Mockers? The Bible says, rebuke them and send them on their way.
I understand that. And I did talk to
and
security
And I didn't
guard.
Say you were a mocker. What I said was...
I did talk to the security guard about that. I didn't like that.
You're walking here. I got it all on video. It's going to go up on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm putting it up there.
I'm sorry he did that.
It's going to have a bad
that
name.
That should not have happened.
I had my mic on and he reached up and grabbed it and I said, sir, don't you touch me.
No,
I was leaving the place.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I still don't think all these sidewalks are theirs. All going all
no,
the way
they're
through.
Not. They're not. I don't think they are.
The police told me they are, but I don't think they are. I think those sidewalks go all the way through.
So I know when they lease, I don't know the rules, but when they lease it all, even handicapped, isn't handicapped anymore, parking. So I don't know.
So they
I do want to call, where you guys live at? Because you see the 608, I thought it was 605. Okay. I do want to call and have a conversation with you, but I don't have enough time to do this. I mean, we've been here all day because I love these conversations. But I just wanted you to come and hear my heart a little bit.
I will
bit.
Talk to you about the word of God.
You know?
I don't want to hear motivational speaking.
I'm not here to motivate,
dude.
I met Jesus 10 years ago, not even knowing, thinking I was even had a chance to have access to the kingdom.
You can call me, and we'll talk about the word of God. I'll stay up till 4 in the morning and talk to the word of God with you. But what I'm not going to do, because I love you, is let you bring in relational, psychology, flesh-centered. That's what you're doing. Go to the word of God. The word of God says, do not associate with bad company.
You know what I do love? You know what I do love that you're doing, though? You are preaching the word of God. And that has went away in the American
This is entertainment.
It's
all about entertainment.
I am telling you, I am not a huge fan of Christian festivals. I will tell you that. Ask anybody, my admin, anyone who knows
that.
Me.
Your words say this, but your actions show something else.
Bro.
I love my wife, but watch me beat her.
I get that. But I'm not trying to get next to the artist. I'm there to do a job because I carry. God told me you carry something. Da, 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 da.
God didn't tell you to come here. Unless you come here to rebuke them and call them out.
He did tell me to come
here. No, that's a lie. My father would not tell you to come and unite to sin.
Bro, but you're not the only one that knows Jesus, man.
I know his word. And he doesn't contradict his word.
It's here for you. It ain't here yet. I'm going to be honest with you. It's here for you. You got it up here. I'm going to tell you that. But it ain't here for you right
What's
now.
What's going to happen from here to here?
No,
is the word going to change?
You will recognize my spirit.
Recognize your
Bro,
spirit.
Bro, you have no clue where I came from. And what God, I was in all types of sin.
And what did I just
and
say?
Jesus
you don't me. Listen. I just said to you, I don't know where you are. Maybe God's doing a great work in your heart.
Okay,
did I not just
so
say
I
that?
Must have misunderstood Wait, you.
Did I not just say
you did.
God may be
you
doing
did.
A
yes,
great
sir.
Work in your heart? He may be moving you. This is my exact words.
You did say that.
And it's probably an audio. We audio record everything.
That's fine.
Yeah, because for safety. Because you could walk away and say he threatened to punch me. You're a big guy.
Yeah, you're
anyway,
good. No, you're good.
I said God may have done a thing in your heart, and he may be doing more in your heart. And what did I say? I said, you have a ways to go and you need to repent.
Yeah.
So take back what you just said.
I always have a ways.
Take that back.
Always. We're never
I didn't say, did not see you. I did see you.
No, no. I said you have like I said, I may have misunderstood that.
Yes.
I mean,
you have a way.
I'm not too prideful enough to admit.
Here's
that
the problem with motivational speakers. They
don't
like to
say the problem, bro. You don't know where I came from, man.
They like to speak a lot, not the word of God, and they like to.
That's not true. I preach all the time.
They like everyone. Well, you call me and you preach to me the word of God, and we'll wrestle over the word
of God.
Let's
do it, bro. I know about all that, but would you have said the same thing about Rabbi Zacharias before?
I'd called him a false teacher for years.
Would you have said the same thing? Where is it on your website?
I don't have a testing up of him.
Come on,
website.
Man! Don't play! Don't do that!
No, listen.
Don't be that guy.
I got 800 people exposed on my website. I never got to him. Okay, the only people I brought.
But did you see what came out about him?
Yes. Listen,
that's so sad.
The only people that I expose on my website, I don't sit there and go through the phone book. You know how I expose people on my website? First of all, I have almost 4,000 teaching resources to make disciples.
I love that.
I have 700 testings. You see the?
Yeah.
I have much more teaching, street preaching,
than
exposing. But you would bring me a body and say, what about this guy? And I look him up, I'd expose him. Somebody asked about a body, I'll look them up. They're unbiblical, I'll expose them. I knew Ravi Zacharias was a false teacher because he was an evangelical, worldly man teaching a false gospel. I knew that for years. His sexual sin doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, right here.
Repent, don't go in there. Show me what a man of God you are. Stay away from the sin and carnality.
Bro, I'd go home to Castro today if I could.
Go.
I'll be honest
go.
With you, dog.
Go
but
home I, and then I, call me and we'll study the Word of God together. I will Bible study
but
with
I
you.
But I am a man of my word and I have a commitment to do this.
Acts 5:29, Peter said we must obey God before man.
So my question
is,
you saw Jesus when he took Matthew and said, oh, you're not a man of God. You wouldn't have done that.
What are you talking about?
If when Jesus said, Matthew, come follow me,
yeah.
The tax collector who was outcast,
right. Yeah.
You wouldn't have said, oh, you wouldn't have looked at Jesus if you would have lived in that same time. Oh, you're not a man of God. So what if God
he was calling people to himself and training them to be disciples? I do that all the time.
What if God is sending me in to be a light in
the
dark?
He's not sending
place.
You in. He doesn't tell you to go into the sin. He tells you to stand out and
call out
the sin.
So if Jesus was here, he wouldn't go in there?
He wouldn't go up there and be on stage like I saw you like this.
I'm not on stage.
I saw a picture of you on stage.
Oh, I performed a little bit yesterday, yeah. But I shared my testimony.
You want to take that back now? You just said you weren't on stage.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't on the main stage. Yes, I was on the stage.
I've seen pictures of you.
Where'd you see that at, man?
Showing your manly form off. Ungodly.
I was trying to perform.
Ungodly. That's performance. God's men don't perform.
No, I understand. That's why he shifted me.
Are you getting mad at me?
No, dude.
You look like you are.
I'm passionate.
Well, I am too, but you're a big guy, so be careful.
Sorry.
You look like you get a little bit of threatening.
No, I promise you.
I think I could drop you if I had to.
No,
I wouldn't do that.
Where's Gimme know that?
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm passionate.
That big guy that grabbed me,
I don't care.
I had to kill my flesh.
Dude,
because
I'm sorry about that, man.
I had to kill my flesh because my first thought was I wanted to elbow him in the nose because I used to be a fighter.
Well, if they put your hands on you, that's you
and
have that.
I have men grabbing me. Another guy grabbed my mic, and I have to kill my flesh because I'm a man, and my flesh rises up. I have men coming up to my wife to go like this, and I go, get away from my wife. I don't approach anyone's wife.
Yeah, that's
I don't approach
do
anyone's wife.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
It's about the word.
Can I ask
it's
you,
about
can
obedience
I ask you
to the
what
word.
You think submission is?
Submission. Based on who?
Your wife submitting to you. Can I ask you what that looks like to you?
What does God's word say?
No, I want to know what it looks
so
like.
So you
want
to know what I want? What difference makes I say?
Because I know she doesn't say a word.
What does the Bible say when men gather that women should
but
be?
But I'm just saying.
What?
He says be quiet. Don't talk amongst men. I get that.
Then what's your question?
But my point is like, does she ever? Do you let her speak for herself ever? I'm not trying to ask her questions. But bro,
you just said
there's a form of legalism in that, my guy.
1 Corinthians 14 says when men come together in the body, women are to be silent.
Now you're
calling a legalist.
No. But what I'm saying is, it's like
you're being recorded here. Your hypocrisy is all over the map.
No. It's not about hypocrisy. But you don't let her talk.
She talks all the time. She has a sister's blog.
I ain't heard her say nothing.
She has a sister's
I
blog.
I heard her say nothing
Listen,
the last 2 days, bro.
Bobby? Bobby's your first
you.
Name?
I've heard you, though,
Bobby's
my guy.
Bobby's your first name?
Yeah.
Are women supposed to preach?
Well, so here's the deal. The Bible says no. Dude, I know the word, bro. The Bible says no.
What does Bobby say?
But I've seen women preach.
You think that's biblical when
so
the
let
word
me
says
ask,
no?
Well, let me ask you something.
No.
So,
no more questions until you answer. The Bible says no women preachers. You say you see women preachers. Is that of God or is it not of God?
If this says no, if the Bible says which it does, then yes, that probably. But that's Old Testament. That's Levitical law.
Old Testament.
That's Old Testament, bro.
Bobby, you have not studied the word. 1 Timothy 2.
Sorry. What I'm saying, my bad. Scrap all that,
Bobby.
What I'm saying.
You talk too much. You need to listen to God's word more.
Bro, but you're not even trying to hear my heart.
Your heart is unbiblical and full of sin. Your heart's unbiblical.
I love that you're my judge, bro.
I am to judge you.
What?
I am to judge you.
I get that. I get the
problem. The Bible says to judge the brother. You're claiming to be a brother.
I misspoke that it was in the Old Testament. I get you.
It's in the New Testament. Let me tell you about my wife. She has a sister's blog. She teaches the ladies. And I shared this with a man. My wife knows the Bible as well or better than me. And if God turned her loose, she would shred you with the word of God. She can defend everything she knows and believes in the word of God.
So you don't think there's value in her for her to preach?
The Bible says she shouldn't preach.
It's here for you, bro. It's here. It ain't here yet.
I see what you're doing.
No. I'm just saying it ain't here.
I see what you're doing.
Bro, I can't explain anything that's happened in my life but the fact that it's in my DNA. I can't tell you that one time I wanted to sleep with 100 different women, and now I can't wait for my wife. I'm waiting.
You've got a false theology, and this path you're on makes you feel like you're close to God when you don't even keep his word.
We're gonna
Jesus
talk.
Says,
I keep his word.
No, you don't.
We're gonna
you
talk.
Just trampled all over women not preaching.
We're going to talk. Well, my
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
My church is called led.
You don't.
So, and a lot of
you
stuff,
don't.
And a lot of stuff that I've learned
you don't
in my
keep
life.
God's commandments.
And God has been from women. Women mentors.
That doesn't make it right.
It has been. Well,
doesn't make it right.
God used them in my life.
I know God used pornography to bring men to Christ. That doesn't make it right.
Growing up, and my mom, me and her weren't close. So, dude, I'm going to call you. I just don't have time to do this today. I got to run this.
If you repented of that, you would. Repent of
your
sin.
You're going to be preaching anyway, bro.
Repent of your sin.
Aren't you going on the street today? No.
If God allows me to.
Yeah. I do got to go in there, bro.
You go tell that security guard he's going to be on the internet.
All right.
Yeah, I hope it brings him to repentance.
If I came and had him apologize to you, would that change that? I do believe he owes you an apology for that. He should not put his hand on
it. I'll tell you what.
If
that happens, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. The people in the Bible that sinned didn't get their record expunged.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mind what you're doing.
It don't matter what you mind. I obey God.
I know. But see, dude, you're just doing too much.
But why do I need to mind
I'm
what
you're I'm trying to actually encourage you.
I know, but why do you need... Okay. But
yeah, I get it. You don't live for man's approval. I understand that.
Yeah,
I get that. And I don't
thank
either.
You.
I really don't.
So don't say you don't mind.
What
you should say is thank you for preaching God's holy word. That's better than you don't mind.
Am I
supposed to live for what Bobby approves of?
No, never.
Because you're not biblical.
I'm not a good guy.
You just trampled all over lady preachers.
No, I didn't trample all over. I misspoke where it was at.
No, you said God's word says that, but I think it's okay.
Is there grace in that? You show grace.
I just proved you it's in the New Testament.
It is in the New
Testament. Do you think it's sinful now? Here's grace. If you repent of it, you get grace. If you hold to it, you have no grace.
I agree with you.
So you repent of lady teachers.
No women teachers
should be silent.
Shouldn't be.
They're not
to be an authority. But there's a lot of mysteries I don't understand in the Bible.
They're not to be an authority and not to teach men.
That's what it says in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to repent of any woman teacher. Even if it costs you your mother, your friends, your family.
Oh, the Bible says drop everything to follow him.
Do it. Do it.
Absolutely. I'll call you, brother.
I love you.
Love you too, man.
Everything I said.
Can I give you a hug?
Everything I said
is
love you.
I do love you, man. I think we'd be cool. We'd sit down in a coffee shop for hours, man.
If it's about the word of God.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, so far it hasn't been.
Well, I'm sharing my heart.
I don't want to hear your heart.
So,
mind. I
at
want
the
to
end of
God's
the day,
word come
we're going
to
have a conversation.
I want to hear God's
if
word.
If you come to here. Casper, I'll take you to one of the best breakfast spots you ever eat. Or is that sin too? I'm messing with you, man.
Wow. I can joke about sin. When did I ever
joke?
Say breakfast with sin?
You can't joke.
Are we supposed to be sober-minded, Bobby?
Yeah, man, I'm messing with you.
Are we supposed to be sober-minded?
Absolutely. But you know, God has a sense of humor, too.
He does? Where does it say that?
It says, the Bible says we're made in his image.
Where does it say we have
I laugh. You laugh.
We do a lot of sin, too.
True.
We're to be sober-minded.
But it does
I laugh.
Say,
I laugh dude, about I good and godly things.
I know hearts are wicked.
I laugh about good and godly things, but I won't laugh about sin. You said it's that sin. That's making a joke.
It was
sin.
A joke.
But joke. Don't joke about sin.
Okay, I apologize.
Make a joke about, hey, Brother Jim, you look funny when you trip like that. And I go, oh, man, that was funny.
I wouldn't do that. That's more of a
if I didn't get hurt.
You,
if I didn't get hurt.
I know, but I wouldn't dig at you.
Sin.